you know, Aretha Franklin is in the produce aisle. And the cashier said to me, she's always here.
At 25,000 feet, the rear cargo doors and ramp blew off in flight.
The governor's task force, which looked into the water crisis, clearly point to this water crisis as a form of environmental injustice.
Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Thanks for checking in for another great episode of Cattlecast. Today's guest is Amy Piper, who is a travel writer and author of 100 Things to Do in Lansing Before You Die. Amy, welcome to Cattlecast.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be here today.
Now, that is a very, very interesting title, 100 Things to Do in Lansing Before You Die. How did you come up with the idea for that book?
Well, during the pandemic, I worked on a book with another group of writers called Midwest Road Trip Adventures, where I was invited to work with and write the Michigan chapter. And each of the 12 Midwest states was written by a different author. And some of those authors had worked with Reedy Press. And Reedy Press is a publisher that has a whole series of 100 Things to Do books. And sure. Michigan was represented by 100 Things Grand Rapids and Upper Peninsula and Traverse City, to name a few, but Lansing wasn't in the mix. And we have about 4.7 million visitors coming to Lansing pre-pandemic. So it seemed like it was a void that needed filling. And also, I hear a lot about there's nothing to do in Lansing. So I wanted to dispel that myth.
You squashed it with the book then.
So. Yes.
Your book is divided into 5 chapters on food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, history and culture, and shopping and fashion. And so we're going to go a little bit into each of those categories for these questions. And so the first one, what are top 3 places for our listeners should go to for food and drink?
Well, it really depends on your likes and dislikes. It's not really a one size fits all kind of thing. Also, for me, it depends on my mood and what I have a taste for. For example, if I'm looking for a celebratory dinner, I enjoy Capital Prime or the English Inn is a very romantic, historic place. For a casual grab a pizza and beer, I like Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery and also Cosmos. If you're into barbecue, I love meat, and the brisket tacos at Saddleback couldn't be better. So those are some of my favorites, but I enjoyed all the ones I put in the book.
Those are great ones, though, because I mean, all of those that you mentioned that I've been to have been fantastic. So,
well, and I like to mention, too, that this book covers the greater Lansing area. So it's about within a 25-mile radius of Lansing. And so it kind of is a broad stroke.
Sure. And I love it as well, too, because some of them that you mentioned as well, I mean, obviously, they're going to be for kind of unique taste, but they're all usually independent or smaller establishments as well, too.
Yes, I didn't include national chains.
And I know that kind of related to going out and food and drink, there's many opportunities to experience live music and entertainment in the Lansing area. But what are some of them that everyone needs to check out?
Well, considering where we are in the season right now of the year, Silver Bells in the City's back in person this year on November 19th. And that's always a fun way to get into the holiday spirit. A lot of the breweries, again, Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery has live music on Wednesday nights. And in the summer, they have music in their beer garden. And in the summer, every weeknight, you can attend a free concert in one of the parks or public areas. For example, on Tuesday night, they have concerts at Eastwood Town Center. And for active entertainment that's not really music related, I was just again at High Caliber Karting and Entertainment doing a book signing on Thursday night. And that's such a fun place. There's axe throwing and go-karts, and it's just really high energy.
I totally agree. I mean, talk about kind of local businesses that have grown up, and those are, that's a phenomenal place, super fun place.
It is.
Kind of changing topics a little bit, many of us have visited, say, the Capitol or REO's museum, but what other places would you suggest?
The Michigan History Center is a great year-round place that has lots of interactive exhibits. And on Sunday, it's free and it has free parking. So I know lots of people are on tight budgets these days. So that I always like to mention some free places. Given the holidays coming, Peacock Family Farm is a great place to visit Santa and have some hot cocoa and a cabin in the woods. That's in Langsburg. The Polar Express is out in Owosso, and that is a family fun experience that is part of the National Register of Historic Structures. And the reason that that's worth mentioning, I would say, is that it has a role in the 2004 Warner Brothers Christmas classic, The Polar Express. So all North Pole Express excursions operate on Saturdays and Sundays starting November 20th. So that's coming up within the next month, and they go till December 19th. And all of the trains, they leave from the Steam Railroading Institute in Owosso, and it's a four and a half hour round trip. And you get to go to this village of Ashley where they have a country Christmas. So that's fun. And then just in general, I always love the Broad Art Museum. They have kids art activities on the first Saturday of the month, and they're always free. I remember once standing, and this woman was standing at the door, and she was like, "I'm so excited to show this place to my friends from New York. It's absolutely free, and it's every bit as good as any place I have to pay $20 to get in New York City."
I totally agree. I took my kids to the Broad on their family days, and it was such a great experience, and it was free.
And they have docent tours there too, like at 1 and 3, I believe, on those Saturdays. And it's just really interesting to get that extra perspective on those tours.
I totally agree. Doing some research for this interview, I came across two very, very interesting things about you. I'll say both of them and then I'll let you explain each one of them. So the first one was that you traded seats with someone on a flight who turned out to be a murder suspect. And then the other one, you were once chased by bomb-sniffing dogs. So we'll start with the changing seats with a murder suspect on a plane.
Okay, so I've traveled to 41 countries and 42 states, and I was returning on a flight from South Korea, and I'd met a woman who worked for another company, and she began chatting while we were waiting to be boarded. And we knew we had a long flight. So when we got on the plane, we asked the man that was seating next to her if he would trade seats with me so we could continue our conversation. I mean, it was hours and hours in the air. And he was happy to do that. And when we reached Detroit, the pilot announced that everyone should stay seated for federal marshals. Well, that didn't sound too good, but the marshals announced my seat number and asked that person to stand. And I panicked and I yelled, "I traded seats." And they remained calm, knowing evidently that they were looking for a man. And then they announced his name and he was arrested before we could deplane. And I never did hear if he was convicted, but I was. My heart jumped when they said my name, my seat number.
Oh my gosh. You were probably like half listening, thinking, yeah, they're not going to announce my seat. And they announced your seat. Oh my gosh.
That was something. And then the bomb sniffing dogs. I was in Bogota, Colombia in 2003, and there was at that time, and it's changed a lot since then, mm-hmm. but there was a lot of drug activity, and they had had some bombings in the area. They had an athletic club in an upscale neighborhood bombed, among other things. And as we went to the office every morning, bomb sniffing dogs checked our vehicle, and security used mirrors to examine the underside of the car. We worked all day and we were kind of on a death march there, and our host forgot to come back and get us. to escort us to the company provided shuttle. Well, the shuttle didn't come back, and we were not supposed to take public taxis or transportation because it was considered very dangerous. So our group decided to take a taxi because we figured out that if you called the taxi and asked for the number that they were sending, that was considered safe. And so we didn't have a key to get into the elevator. So we walked down 9 flights of stairs to get to the lobby. And as we reached the garage, there were roaming security guard dogs, and they started barking at us. And they were these big German shepherds. And I panicked, and I ran up this flight of stairs and slammed the door behind me, leaving the 2 coworkers that were with me in the stairwell. And they're like, "Open it!" So I cracked the door, and they scurried through and eventually got into the lobby, and we could see the taxi waiting for us, but we didn't have a way out of the building because all the alarms were set. And so we just stood there for a while, and the dogs kept barking, and security finally came to see that it was just these workers from the U.S. who were clueless on what was supposed to be happening.
Oh my gosh. And, well,
he corralled the dogs and let us out through the garage, and we finally got to our hotel about 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have new respect for travel writers now after hearing those stories. Well, and we always like to end interviews on a library related note. And so for our listeners, do you have a recommendation on something that you're currently reading, watching, or listening to that you would recommend?
Yeah, I'm currently reading a book called The Gap and the Gain, The High Achiever's Guide to Happiness, Confidence, and Success by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. And the premise on the book is that you should always measure yourself against where you started and what you've accomplished rather than some ideal. Because if you measure yourself against the ideal, you won't be happy because you're always trying for the next thing. You're much better off if you look at where you started and then measure your progress and see what you've really accomplished. So I have to tell myself that a lot. Rather than thinking about what's the next book, look at what I've already done.
Sure, I love it. That's great advice as well, too. So, well, Amy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Scott.
And we've been chatting with Amy Piper. She is the author of 100 Things to Do in Lansing Before You Die. You can find a link to borrow the book or buy it in the episode's description. And we'll see you next time on Cattlecast.
Thank you.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is August Snow by Stephen Mack Jones. This crime series starter features a half Puerto Rican, half Black ex-cop who once took the stand against police corruption in the city of Detroit. Now, August is back in the D, where trouble always seems to find him. To stream or download this or other featured titles, just visit cadl.org/dd.
Stacks 92.1.